Children's Church. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the kids, right? Everybody say amen.
Amen.
I need your support. One more time. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you, Lord, for this morning. Thank you for our children. Thank you for the parents and grandparents who bring the children. Sometimes it is difficult as young parents to get everything together in the morning. Lord, I thank you for their commitment to get their kids here and on Wednesday nights so that we can love on them and disciple them and teach them. Lord, I pray for this service, pray for the message this morning to help me teach it. Lord, as always, help our military and our missionaries running around the world. We love you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, I want to talk to you today about living one day at a time. One day at a time. So often, our minds can go into the past and it can go into the future. And we can get caught worrying about each one. Okay? Thinking about goals in the future, thinking about things that may or may not work out, we can get caught looking in the past and worrying about the mistakes we've made. If we're not careful, we can start talking to ourselves. And we'll say things like, is it really going to work out? What if my health doesn't improve? What if our money runs out? What if the plans that we've made for the future isn't secure enough? What if? What if I'd have made a different decision back then? We can get caught in this, so we have to be very careful. The problem with living in the future and living in the past is that we will miss the present. Okay, like the old saying goes, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. And that's why we call it the present. Psalms 118, 24 says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today, my friends, is a gift from God. Amen? Are you fully engaged? Are you making the most of each moment? Loving your family? Appreciating the simple things in life? Or are you in yesterday? Are you in tomorrow? The reason some relationships are not healthy is that they come home from work, but they don't really show up. Their minds is somewhere else. Yeah, you play with your child, but you may be worrying about tomorrow. Yes, you may be there with your family, but you might be too concerned about the past. You may go to work. Your body's there, but your mind is in yesterday, worried about the mistakes that you may have made. If you're going to be fulfilled, and that's what we're talking about this morning, is living a fulfilled life, a content life. If you're going to be fulfilled, you have to show up for life, and you have to be there when you get there. I'm going to slow down a lot today, okay, because this is the teaching time. Don't show up and be in your future, worried about how it's going to work out. Don't show up and be in your past and yesterday, worried about your disappointments. Be in today. We really need to focus and make sure that we're in the here and now. Life's too short to miss the important things in life. James 4:13-14 is our scripture for today. James 4:13-14 says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes." For me, this is a very humbling. When you really think about this verse, it's deep. Now, yes, I believe that we should have goals. Definitely. I'm all for having a vision for your life. But you can't be so focused on what's next that you miss what you have right now. Did everybody hear that one? I'm talking to me too now, okay? I know people that lost what they had by going after what they wanted or desired. Two things come to my mind. One, probably when I first started out as a counselor 30 years ago, I had this coworker who was a bivocational pastor like me, and had a wife and three children, and he also worked part-time at the funeral home, and he come in one day with the idea about delivering newspapers early in the morning. And I kept telling him, "Man, you're working too much. You don't need to drive that Mercedes. You get frustrated with me. What you doing tonight?" "Oh, I got to work tonight." "What you doing this weekend?" "I got to get to the funeral home." I see it as clear as day. Today, he's been divorced many years. He doesn't pastor the church anymore. And, you know, just didn't work out well for him. PKs, preacher's kids, deacon's kids. In the counseling world, I've seen many, many of them. You know, I have a client right now who's a preacher's kid. He's one of our little servant leaders, doing a good job. And you don't know who he is, so I'm not violating any confidentiality. But his dad pastored a small Baptist church for, you know, I don't know, 100 years maybe. And in therapy, this kid said he only remembers two times that he did anything with his dad. Two outings. His whole life. So today he's got pretty serious daddy issues. And it's sad. It's sad. Because his dad pretty much lost his family trying to build a church. You will not see me do that. Y'all hear me? And I'm sorry if it offends you, but you'll be all right. You just keep coming back. Some of you know how I feel about that, you know. I will put in the hours, and I'll put in the time, and I'll put in the prayer time and the study time. Amen? But I'll do my best to keep that balance. These folks were so intent on reaching that goal, doing great things for God, they took their family for granted. They came home, but they weren't there. They were distracted, thinking about what's next. What's next? They were so focused on regretting the past or planning for the future, they never learned how to enjoy the gift that God has given us called what? The present. If you're not careful, you can miss your child growing up. If you're not careful, you can miss your grandchildren growing up. And sometimes this is because of our desires or our wants. I hope I'm not stepping on any toes this morning, but maybe we all need it. Maybe we all need a little wake-up call. You can miss who your spouse really is. You can miss who they really are. All the great things about them. You can miss it because you're busy doing stuff. Building a business, running errands, doing this, trying to fix problems. The people in your life are not always going to be there. Don't take them for granted. This all started, you know, visiting with you guys, you know. There will always be plenty of work. There will always be plenty of challenges. There will always be plenty of problems. These things, they just never go away, right? There's always something to fix, always something to work on. When you're with your family, give them your time. Give them your attention. Life goes by so fast. There's a lot of little doodle bugs that's not here this morning. I wish they could hear this. Maybe we'll put it on our website. Amen? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Young folks with young kids. I call them doodle bugs. Bubba, you ever seen a doodle bug? Yes, you have. No? You look at your children today, you look at your grandchildren today, and before you know it, they're teenagers. And then, before you know it, they're married and they got their own children. I see some of you nodding your heads. It goes by fast, doesn't it? When you come home, everybody listen. When you come home, you need to show up. Now, this might sound goofy, but I'm going to give you an example. I charge my cell phone by my bed each night. The other morning I woke up and the phone was dead. I had forgotten to plug it in. Always done that. Now here's the point. It was present. It was right there. But it was not connected. It was not plugged in. And sometimes if we're not careful, we're the same way. So you can be at work. Yes, you showed up. You're present, but you're not plugged in. You're not connected. Your mind is somewhere else. At home, yeah, you're present. You're eating dinner together. But are you connected? Are you plugged in? Are you engaged with your family, making the most of the moment for that day? Or are you in tomorrow, hoping you'll get that contract, that big business deal? Are you in yesterday, worried about what happened, how someone hurt you? Are you repeating it in your mind of what they said or what you should have said? These things rob our joy. Remember a couple weeks ago we talked about that. When we do this, we miss the beauty. We miss the beauty of this day, of what God gave us, the beauty of this day. Because here it is, ready? Once we live this day, we can't get it back. Don't take for granted all the good things. Everybody say good things. One more time. Don't take for granted all the good things that you have right now, that God has given you right now. James, the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17. It says, Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. You may say, I am present, but I'm asking you this morning to be mindful, to be connected. Don't just be there. Be plugged in with your family, with what God's called you to do. Take time for the people that God has given you. Be grateful for what we have. Once we live this day, we can't get it back again. Are you living in tomorrow, focused only on your dreams? Are you living in yesterday, focused on what didn't work out? The scripture says, make the most of this day. What are we doing today? Focus today, because this is all we have, guys. All we have is today. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow doesn't even exist. You might be saying, well, Pastor, I would, but I've had so many disappointments in my life. People did me wrong. My dreams hasn't worked out yet. How do you know that these things are not moving you forward to what your destiny or what God's called you to do? Please, please, don't get 20 years down the road, see it all come together, and have to say, wow, I spent so much of my life worried, not enjoying my family, mad at people that did me wrong. Don't do that. Don't get caught in that trap. Let it go. Let it go. It's a part of the process. These are these tests that we talked about. And we have to pass these tests just like Joseph, didn't he? Joseph had all these tests that he had to take and pass and move on to his ultimate destiny. Jesus is asking you and me to live in the present. One day at a time. Stay out of yesterday. Stay out of tomorrow. Make up your mind. I wish Mary was here, because I thought about Mary back here, and Mary Ann too. But make up your mind you're going to enjoy each day. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. I'm not trying to insult your intelligence here, but we can do that. We can make up our mind. Just decide. Make up your mind. You're going to enjoy each day. Enjoy the people around you and enjoy the beauty of God's creation. I love sometimes Mary puts these things on Facebook. Anybody I'm talking about? I know some of you don't do Facebook. But she'll be walking down the road and take a picture of a cow. Or taking a picture of a flower. You know, like zoom in on this flower. Or whatever. I love it. That's what she's doing. She's, you know, getting a little exercise too, but she's enjoying God's creation. She's focusing on the small things that is beautiful to her. And then sharing them with her friends, you know, on Facebook. I think it's cool. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It's really neat, man. Okay, here's a picture of a dirt road. It's awesome though. It's really, really pretty cool. Take time to smell the roses. Be thankful for the small things within your family. All through the day, it's good to take deep breaths and just breathe in God's goodness. The song? Remember the song, the worship song this morning, the praise and worship song? It was talking about breathing. Breathe in. You don't want me to sing it. So, most of us know this. Psalms 46:10, right? Psalms 46:10, what does it say? God says, be still. Be still. Everybody breathe in your nose. As far as you can go. Come on. Breathe out with your mouth. Come on, do it. Don't let your pride get in the way. One more time. Out your mouth. One more time. Be still and know that I am God. That's what our Father in heaven said. Be still. Stay in the here and now, one day at a time. Don't try to rush this part of the day trying to get to the next part of the day. Amen? I know you might be hungry right now and you say, okay, how long has it got? But stay focused. Take time to enjoy the present. It's a gift from God. I'm closing now, so here we go. When you genuinely accept that this day, now listen closely, when you genuinely accept that this day is a gift and live it to the fullest, you'll live it, right? Not depending on the future. And not based on your past. Let's live it like David said. He said, right? This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm not going to just drag through it. I'm going to be glad in it. Be glad. Find the things we can be grateful for today. You may have to dig around some days, right? Dig around. Okay, I'm grateful for today. Even if the basic stuff, I'm grateful for my wife. I'm grateful for your husband, your spouse, your children. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful that I can walk. And there's hundreds of things that we can be grateful for. I'm not just going to be present. I'm going to be connected. I want you to be connected. I want you to be plugged in to your family and do it one day at a time. Amen? Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for today. Lord, I thank you for everything that you've given us. Each person here, Lord, let us be grateful. Well, we are grateful as we know how. Father, there may be one here this morning that really does struggle with letting go of things from the past. They may really struggle with worrying about the future. Well, I just pray for them to be free. They'll understand the freedom in Christ like we like the words of that worship song this morning. Father, we just pray in Jesus' name, Father, just set them free of the condemnation of the past. Set them free of the anxiety of the future. I plead the blood of Jesus over their minds. Lord, they will give that to you and rest in you, knowing that you are God Almighty and you love us. Father, I pray that we all can just be still and know that you are God and you love us. That you really do love us and you care for us. Father, if there's one here this morning that's never accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, Lord, we lift them up to you. As every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you're here this morning and you'd like to get saved, born again, I just ask that you say this prayer with me. And if you are saved, you can pray this out loud if you'd like to. But if you want to get saved this morning, just say this. Jesus, I repent of my sins. I place my faith in you, the Son of God. You died on the cross for me. And you rose from the grave on the third day. The best way I know how, I give you my life. And from this day forward, I will follow you. And the church said, amen. Amen.